Hey guys, welcome to the Catholic Dad Show, where we tackle the movie Lightyear and that same-sex kiss.
Chris and I get into it pretty hot in this episode, so we hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Catholic Dad Show. My name's Chris.
And I'm Matt Rice. And Chris and I are just a couple of Catholic dads trying to figure out how to be the best Catholic dads we can be and share whatever wisdom, insights, weirdness that we actually come up with.
Hey, today we are diving in to explore infinity and beyond. We're looking at the new movie from Disney and Pixar called Lightyear.
And we're looking at this before it comes out. Just looking at some of the stuff we've seen online. But one of the things that I want Chris and I to do is actually watch the movie, no matter what we come up with from today's conversation, actually watch the movie and then come back with another episode after we watch the movie.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, Lightyear is a sci-fi action adventure and the definitive origin story of Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Chris Evans, the hero who inspired the toy. So again, this is not a toy story thing. It's actually the origin of the toy, the origin story that led to the toy. So for example,
is like supposed like Buzz Lightyear is an actual person that they made a toy out of.
It's more like Buzz Lightyear, the movie that they ended up creating a series of toys from.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it follows Lightyear, the legendary space ranger, on an intergalactic adventure along some of his recruits and his robot companion, Sox, which is a cat. So there's a little bit of comic relief there. But from what I've seen, this is a more emotionally intense experience in regards to the Pixar universe.
I'm interrupting your entire train of thought. So this is like an Inception type thing. It's like as if we were living in the Toy Story movies, there would be a movie about Buzz Lightyear. And then in that, they would make a toy from that movie and that toy would be in a part of our life in Toy Story. So it's like an Inception.
Exactly.
It's like a movie within a movie.
So this is what the director Angus McLean, I don't know. I think about Die Hard when I say McLean, John McLean. So now you remember in Toy Story, Andy had a birthday party. His favorite gift was the character he loved, Buzz Lightyear, the Space Ranger. And it was a toy that redefined playtime for Andy. He says, "I've always wondered what movie Buzz was from, you know? Why can't we just make that movie?" So that's what we did, presenting Lightyear, the movie that Andy saw that changed his life.
That's funny.
Andy's Star Wars is basically what it is.
I like that premise. I think that's kind of neat. You know, it's like what movie would the character from the original movie have gone to see and then bought the toy?
I mean, it's just amazing to think about. Yeah, like you said, Inception, some of those different levels. But it's also got an interstellar element. And so when Buzz Lightyear goes to this other planet, they have a mishap or something happens that leads to the adventure. He ends up over there and like 64 years have passed in like a heartbeat before the next chapter of the story continues. And so there's a couple of different layers in regards to it. But yeah, I bet Andy loved this movie as a kid from the original Toy Story. I bet he was like, I am fired up, and it changed his world. Just like Star Wars for a number of people. Once they saw it, everything with stormtroopers and Darth Vader and things like that. That's kind of the world or the kind of vibe that the director was trying to bring about.
So for those of you that watch a lot of YouTube, you can probably tell Chris and I aren't the best at the whole clickbaity thing, because the whole reason we're having this conversation is because there's a same-sex kiss in this movie. And like on YouTube, you're supposed to share that little nugget at the very beginning within the first 10 seconds of shooting the video. And now here we are. How far are we in? We're 5 minutes in, you know, 3 minutes in. Everybody's gone, Chris.
If we're good at what we do, we'll have Taylor. We'll record an intro at the very end and then we'll go from there. So we'll make
everybody else a little bit behind the scenes. Help us get better at YouTube.
Amen to that. So there's really three things that we want to talk about. One, the same-sex kiss. Number two, the voice character change. And then number three, how do we navigate those realities as Catholic dads? The movie is going to be phenomenal. I mean, it's just Pixar. They hit home runs almost every time. Turning Red was more a base hit, if you ask me. But everything else is a home run.
Yeah, watch our other episode about that one.
about turning red.
Yeah.
But seriously, as I was watching the trailers and doing research for our show today, I was like, this movie looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, not this movie looks awesome for my kids, but I'm just straight up, this movie looks awesome. Fun, adventure, a lot of, yeah. So I cannot wait for this movie to come out. However, they did release that the same-sex kiss is going to be in it. It came out through a couple of publications and things of that nature. And a number of the people at Pixar and whatnot, they really wanted to make sure that this was included. Some of the Disney executives said, no, we're going to take that out because we want to focus more on family and a broader audience. And they kind of rebelled a little bit. So they put the same-sex kiss back in. And that will be, I think it's in the first 30 minutes of the film that there will be two females kissing. And I find that highly problematic in a movie that's focused on kids to bring that type of sexual tension to the screen. My kids cringe when there's any kiss in a movie. My younger kids do, no matter what. And I'm like, yeah, there's no need for in a kids movie to have that type of sexual tension. But Matt, what are your thoughts?
So I didn't know if we wanted to dive into the kiss first and then the voice change. Is the voiceover change or whatever. Is the voiceover change because of the kiss?
No. Yeah, the voiceover change, if you want to touch on that while we drag people along. Thank you for joining us on the same-sex kiss tour. We're going to take a pause to talk about the voiceover change. A lot of people speculated that Chris Evans replaced Tim Allen because of Tim Allen's conservative leanings politically.
Uh-huh.
However, upon further research, the whole Toy Story world and things like that, the character that Andy has was a toy, not the actual person, right?
Okay.
So it's not going to have the same voice. And they actually speculated that there's a likelihood that there were spinoffs. After Star Wars came out, for example, there's like the Clone Wars and different things like that. And all through there, you have different voice actors covering different things. And so that was the explanation. It's like, it's an origin story of a younger Buzz. And so this is why we have a different voice character. And it gives them permission to go down this route a little bit longer.
I think just the first thing you said, it makes complete sense. You know, it's the movie that Buzz was about, not a Toy Story movie. And so If it was a Toy Story movie, it would make sense that it was Tim Allen. But if it's a movie that, like the movie that we've talked about, like where it came from, it makes sense that it's a completely different voice. It is interesting, though, that and that's just kind of a comment on our world today. Is the first thing people jump to is, oh, it was a political statement. You know, that's why He chose not to do it, because he's making a political statement. And like, why do people, like, and I don't know, why do people just jump to that every single time?
Well, or you go to the other side of it and you're like, oh, that's good optics to share it that way. But we all know that they just hate Tim Allen because of his politics, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so that's where I hate the fact with both the same-sex kiss and this situation that kids' movies are being leveraged as political tools.
Everything in the public sphere is. It doesn't matter what it is. And it's for both sides. Like you just said, like from the conservative side, they're saying, oh, well, Disney hates Tim Allen. And these are just the way that they're trying to make it look right. And then from the like other side or whatever, you've got, Tim Allen's a bigot, so he's not doing it, you know? And it's like, both people are using the same thing against the other person.
To leverage.
And it's
but
just like,
I'm fine with people talking politics because of gas prices. Because that's adult stuff. But like, this is cartoons. Like, leave the politics out of the cartoons, you know? Yeah. And I feel like, on one hand, this conversation about the voice change with Tim Allen to Chris Evans was very much the adults doing that and politicizing one way or another. And maybe that was a part of it. But in all fairness, if someone had done something that offended a group or something like that, then it probably wouldn't be prudent to move forward with that. On the other side, there's some very natural reasons. Like, you don't see Betty White doing a voiceover in this movie, and no one's mad about that because she can't. Right?
Oh my gosh,
and so
Chris.
There's certain...
She's dead.
What? I'm just saying, like, like, how are you going to spin that? Like, I just feel like there's some reasons to where it's like, no, I don't want to do it anymore. And the whole internet is like, because you hate people, or because it's, political, or because of whatever. And it's just like, maybe he just said no. And this is some good reasoning for that. But nevertheless, the imagined voice in the Toy Story thing from Andy's mind is kind of what gives those characters life.
Yeah.
And that's different than the actual voice from the Star Wars movie that Andy saw or experienced. And that's kind of the reason for the change. And I actually think that that actually builds out the universe a little bit better to be like, yes. Yeah. So
yeah.
If it was an adult buying the Buzz Lightyear toy, which again is kind of weird, but I collect adult, I'm an adult that collects kid things sometimes, then it would probably be the same voice, but we're entering into a child's imagination and view and understanding in the Toy Story films. And so this really builds out the universe and the voice change accents that reality.
Yeah. We can move on from this. I just think it's a very like strong commentary on the world we live in, that everything can be twisted for either party, either side, to serve their agenda.
Well, let's go into that now. There will be a same-sex kiss in regards to it, right?
Yeah.
And as Catholics, the church is very clear that we are defined first by being a child of God. And then our inclinations and our attractions need to flow from that identity or be ordered, right? So if I am someone who has an inclination to eating a carton of ice cream every single day, right? Eventually that will lead to my destruction. And so it's okay for people in my life to say, it's probably not okay for you to eat that much ice cream, and help curb that inclination to be ordered towards the health and stewardship of the body God gave me. In the same way with our human sexuality, right? There's lots of things and lots of people that are attractive to us, and we can't go pursuing that. And for kids to be able to see that is problematic. So in regards to Catholic teaching, it's problematic for there to be a same-sex kiss in a kid's movie.
So let me challenge that. I would say within North American culture, that is a true statement. That is not a true statement in all cultures across the world.
So let me say this, a sexualized same-sex kiss.
Is it a sexualized same-sex kiss? Is it like full-on French kiss tongue?
Hold on. Why does there have to be tongue for it to be a sexual kiss?
Well, how do you make a sexual kiss like sexual if it's not tongue-related? I'm sorry, but like I don't know what, because... You know what I'm saying?
I love the twist that this just took. It took an amazing turn.
I'm sure you weren't expecting it. But like there are many cultures around the world where a man kissing a man or a woman kissing a woman, just a kiss on the lips is not sexual.
Right. So it's non-related. Right.
Absolutely.
So I see that, but...
What I'm saying is like just a kiss does not, like, and even like up to a certain age, it's absolutely normal for me to kiss my son on the lips.
Yes.
Right? But in American culture, once he becomes a man, once he goes through puberty, then it gets weird. Because we have, like, as a society, we have over-sexualized our culture. And so I think that there's a certain thing where it's like, you can't blanket say that any same-sex kiss should be avoided.
That's a fair statement. However, from what I read, this is meant to be a female kissing her female partner or significant other. Like, that's how it was portrayed, and that's how the animators really pushed it, is that we wanted to have a female kissing a female in a romantic way on screen, and we were mad at the Disney executives for taking it out. And we want it back in.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like what, like I completely understand how, and this is where like I'm really excited to see what, like after we go watch the movie, what our take is.
Yeah,
on,
what our thoughts
you
are.
Know? Yeah, yep, and it's going to be a couple weeks before we're even able to do that because of stuff going on in my life and when the movie comes out and all that kind of stuff. Right. But I'm excited to.
So the movie releases.
I want to see what it actually looks like.
Just to let you guys know, it's in theaters June 17th. So you'll be back from Uganda.
Cool. So relatively soon after that, we'll have another video out. Okay, good. You know, so if it is obviously sexual, I don't know. I think that adults are going to have a much bigger problem with that than kids. And I don't know. I reserve judgment on that whole thing until I see it. I do think that there is a higher potential for problematic stuff or whatever with the kids. But even like, my kids, when they see a mom and dad kiss, they go, ew, gross, or whatever. They don't immediately think about sex, you know, and they don't even come close to thinking about that until they're much older and they start to, like, they actually get the physical parts, physical parts change to where they can have sex and can have
babies. Hormones with it. Yes.
You know, everything changes. Yep. And so, like, there's so much that goes over our kids' heads that, I think we freak out way too much about some of this stuff, that it is going to make zero difference in the life of our kids, but we are getting all up in arms about it. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry. I may have completely derailed.
I'm up in arms about it. I'm gonna go on that. I'm going to play the other side of it.
Go for
it. I think that it's entirely inappropriate that a kid's movie is pushing some sort of an agenda, a same-sex agenda. I don't think that there should be any type of thing pushing that. And natural law would say, I mean, just in regards to it, like, the natural law argument, I think, is very strong. And for our kids to be exposed to these type of things at a younger age, it all of a sudden starts to build an indoctrination towards the that type of reality. And I think it's dangerous as a society for us to go in that direction. I don't think that there should be persecution or bullying or anything like that. But I also think that society can't continue if that's completely normalized from a biological standpoint. Because if everyone chose that pathway, we would have no second generation without the use of science.
That's a very strange fear, because then that's with that same argument, then you could argue against the priesthood. If every man chose the priesthood, society would cease to exist.
You're so right. Oh, you just broke my argument. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so the truth is that's never going to happen.
Well, like, then let me take
everyone
it a different
is route, ever going to do that. So hold on. Let me go back to this.
I'm playing devil's
else.
Advocate. Go ahead.
That's fine. Keep playing. And I'm all for that. Like, we're going to go on a whole different rant here, or a different conversation, because I know this is like a teenage boy's question with his girlfriend. How far is too far? So as far as a same-sex relationship, how far is too far? Is a peck, is a kiss okay? Is holding hands okay? Is a hug okay? Is a French kiss, is that okay? Like, if we are really thinking about, like, what life is like, if for someone who's same-sex attracted, are they supposed to avoid all physical contact with people of the same sex?
So you're asking a great question, probably not one for kids, but a great question to think about as adults. Okay, so you're asking.
It applies here. It matters here, because then, because the reason I think it matters is if it's okay for same sex attraction to be there, which the church says it is. Like, it's okay for same sex attraction to exist, because it does. We're supposed to love people no matter where they are, right? It's what you do with that can become sinful. It's not sinful to be same-sex attracted. It is not sinful to be same-sex attracted. Like, I can say that 15 right. times for anybody watching this show. It is not sinful to be attracted to the same sex, period.
Right. Just same way, as someone who's, opposite gender attracted, like, that's not sinful for me, but as a married man, if I find someone who's not my wife that I'm attracted to, which there are plenty of people out there, God has made a beautiful palette of people, and all of them are beautiful in a variety of ways. And for some of them, there's like, ooh, I am attracted to that person. But for me to act on that attraction as a married man, that would be sinful.
But what about a single man?
Same question to you. Right. So no, let's say the married man route. Like, could I give that person a hug, Matt?
Sure.
And it not be sinful?
Absolutely. Same sex or opposite. Yes.
Right. And if I'm attracted to that person as a married man,
if you're attracted to that person, I think a lot of it, like, a lot of that has to do with intention.
Intention. Right. And so there we go. So that is it. And I fear that the intent of them putting this in the movie was not just to be like, hey, this is, I fear that they are trying to encourage, a lifestyle, encourage acting on an inclination that might be dangerous on a moral level.
But what if it actually, like, and this is me playing devil's advocate in the other side of things, because I always like to keep an open mind with stuff like this. You know, what if it actually normalizes it in a good way? And I've never heard that term used, like normalizing same-sex attraction. I've never heard that as a good thing within conservative circles. But what if it makes it, what if it takes away the shame associated with all that, and people actually learn how to live that way in line with church teaching, and it normalizes it in a good way so that people don't think they have to leave the church to be same-sex attracted?
Because more important than the fear of that lifestyle being normalized in a way that's problematic, we as Christians need to normalize loving people first before judging them. And I think this movie provides an opportunity for that reality. However, age-appropriate journeying in that reality, like, that is something we have to look at as dads. Like, is it appropriate for my 4-year-old to be starting to think about how there's a possibility of 2 mommies? And is that even, because there's biologically not a possibility of 2 mommies, right? And so is that a conversation that you want to have? And if so, do you want to drive the conversation, or should a movie drive that conversation, right?
So
maybe
you and I
a
talk,
movie should
you
accent
and I
t- that conversation.
You and I talk about all the time, like, this movie is a great chance for you to have this conversation. This movie, like, this happening is actually a good point for you to have this conversation in a healthy way. And I don't know, I haven't seen it yet. I don't know, but the
that train of thought, then why not just take them to a pornography site? Because that'd be a great opportunity to have a conversation.
So is this your straw man argument?
This is absolutely it. Yeah. Because I'm like,
is this your stupid argument? Because
what if Adolf Hitler was the one giving the same-sex kiss? Like, let's just go right to it. There we go.
So, like, but realistically, like, we, like, our kids, like, this is the world we're growing up in. And unless you're going to, like, what is it? The Benedict option? Like what, unless you're going to, like, go live in a freaking commune somewhere and close off all ties to the world, you're going to see same-sex, like, people out there, same-sex attracted people out there at very young ages.
And you're called to love them. And you are called to love them.
Like, this is a completely random thing, but, like, my 4-year-old girl, we're at a swim practice or whatever, and there's a lady that has a fairly large rear end. And this girl, my daughter says, "Hey, Daddy, look, that's mommy has a big bottom." And I'm like, "Yes, honey, she does. But we don't say that out loud." And she's 4. And so the thing is our kids are going to recognize that in the world. It's going to be out there, and they're going to see it. Whether they're going to see same-sex attract people holding hands, and having a baby with them, kissing in public. It's going to become like just the world we're living in. It's there. And if we pretend like it doesn't exist and hide our kids from it and never have a conversation with them, it's not going to be good. They're going to learn about that from the world if we don't have those conversations first. Even that movie.
Okay, so
have you seen the movie Out? That may be a whole different movie. Or it's a short. Disney put out that short called Out.
I have not.
That's one that, anyway, that's a whole nother, that may be a whole nother episode. But I don't know. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. And, like, as far as a single person, if I was a single person, I don't think kissing a female is too far. Like, if I was single, I don't think a kiss is too far. I don't think an intimate kiss is too far.
Great.
If I'm in a dating relationship.
What if she was married, right?
Well, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about single people.
What if it's in the middle of church, right? What if it's in front of a bunch of kids at an elementary school? Like, I'm just saying, this movie was targeted towards a demographic of elementary age kids and beyond. Right?
And beyond. So that's funny that you say
beyond.
That.
Yes.
And so was that on purpose? That or was that an accident?
Yes, absolutely. My genius is being appreciated and my argument is being derailed. Thank you, Matt Rice. But I'm just saying, there's context for a romantic kiss. on a kid's screen, there is not a context for a romantic kiss, in my opinion. I think that it's inappropriate.
So
now,
even
the fact that it's
even same, like even whatever, I can't say non same sex. Even in a heterosexual relationship, you think that like a mom and a dad kissing should not be there? Like, I wonder how many freaking movies you're going to boycott now.
Oh, dang it, Matt. I didn't say I was boycotting any movie. I didn't say that.
But if you say that no people can kiss in front of elementary age kids, that's
romantic
really weird.
Romantic kissing is not appropriate in front of elementary kids unless they signed up for it by birthright, right? Mom and dad giving each other a smooch. Like, romantic kissing versus a peck. Goodbye, sweetheart. Have a good day at work. Mwah. Goodbye, sweetheart. Have a good day at work. Blah. Like, that's different, right?
It is. So it is. Yes. But I think it's good for your, like, for kids to see mom and dad's kissing. But the thing is, I bet that if in this same movie, if there was a mother and a father, like, kissing in the same kind of way, I bet all the conservatives would be all about it and they would love it because it's upholding the family values. And you would too. You would not be balking
at
that.
Listen to me. Family values are under attack, and this same-sex kiss very well be a weapon in the arsenal of that attack on family values. We absolutely need to seek to restore and uphold family values. Families are being torn apart. Fatherhood is under attack. Like, these are all different pieces in regards to it. So to answer your question, yeah, this is concerning to me, and I don't think it's wrong for it to be concerning.
No.
Now, that being said, every kid is going to see this movie. If your kids don't see this movie, they're going to be weird. No, if your kids don't see this movie, they're going to have other friends that see this movie and they're going to talk about it. And so this goes back to the analogy of, let's say we're baking a batch of brownies, right? And in the batch of brownies, we just mix in just a little, like one of the little rabbit poops, right? Just a little piece of poop, right? And we mix it in and then we serve the brownies. Would you want to eat that brownie?
No.
No, but there was just a little bit. It was only 10 seconds in the whole movie. It was just a little piece of poop, just a little piece. Would you want to eat that brownie? No, but everyone else is eating the brownie.
But your argument is that's poop. What if it's not poop?
Yeah. And what if it's not poop? And that's where we as Catholic dads need to explore it, right? So what if it actually becomes a catalyst for us to talk to our kids about this exists in the world? How do we engage with this reality? Now, you have to choose if it's age appropriate for your kids to be able to have that conversation. But I do think it provides a unique opportunity for us to process media with our kids instead of just let our kids consume media. And I think that's where we as dads have to grow.
I think this is where we as Catholic dads need to learn how to be much more like our Father in heaven, right? We get something from God, or the world gives us something that is a big pile, a steaming pile of crap. Like, I'm talking like bull size poop, right? And God's able to turn that into something good, right? So there are going to be things that happen in our kids' lives. There are going to be things that are put in front of our kids on screen that society or the world or the evil one intends to be poop in your cake. And you're going to be like, okay, like, I got this. I can make this poop freaking sugar. And I can use this poop to form my kid to be the solid Christian kid that I'm meant to form them into. And so that's like looking at this and saying the sky is falling. We should disengage from society. We should never do this. I don't think that's like, your God is not big enough. That's giving up. Oh, someone put poop in there. I'm not going to eat it. And it's like, no,
but
let's
the sky
turn that,
is falling, Matt.
Let's turn that poop into sugar and make it something like, and that's the best. I think that's like what God does is uses the tools of the enemy for good.
He conquered death. Yes.
You know, use the tool for enemy for good. Make something really good out of this.
Right, right. But in the midst of that, your children have been given the gift of you as a father, right? And you are to be a protector and a provider. And so if they are not ready for this, then you need to protect them. And if they are ready for it, then you need to provide a way to have dialogue about it. But we can't just say, hey, we're welcoming this into our home, or we're just going to show our kids this show without having some critical thought about it. And I think there are many that it is prudent for them to protect their kids as a role of a protector than to expose their kids to this. It's not age appropriate to expose people to same-sex kisses without at least some dialogue, conversation, or critical thought before that happens. And Disney did not give us the choice. And so we have to go ahead and research every piece of media now. And they did. Yes, you're right. So we can choose whether or not we see the movie or not. But I think that there is something about the way that media comes in, because you're saying that the sky is not falling. There are zero Christian denominations growing in the United States today. Zero. Like, to say that these type of things that might inch, nudge, if we don't teach our young people how to process that in light of their faith, then they are just going to inch away from the faith because of it. And then when the teachings of the church come about, they're going to feel like they are not liberating, but rather constraining. The church does not give shackles. It gives freedom.
You made a statement.
Unfortunately, the dialogue has changed.
You made a statement earlier that I wholeheartedly agree with, is that this stuff like should not be exposed to your kids without conversation. 100%.
Yes.
If you had stopped that at the first part of that, this stuff should not be shown to our kids, I would have argued like tooth and nail with that. But like and this is where your pornography thing is stupid. That should never be shown to our kids. You know, there are things that our kids need to see.
Hitler porn. Let's Hitler just go porn. All the way. Yeah.
There are things our kids need to see and are going to be exposed to. But they should not be, that should not be done. That's how we protect them, is by having conversations with them. It's not by shielding them. It's by having conversations with them.
So we need to teach them how to engage the world, not avoid the world. Because we are called to be in the world and not of the world.
Yes.
100%. And this same-sex kiss is definitely something that's in the world.
Yep.
So how do we as dads help them navigate that reality? Because it feels like walking a tightrope at times.
Yeah.
And so as parents, if we are not resourced to be able to have that conversation, then we should not expose our kids to that unless we're in a place where we can empower them to navigate that. And I would say that the majority of Catholic parents are not in a place where they're able to navigate that with their kids.
Yeah.
Well, in an order or constructive way.
I think that, to be honest, like, I don't think enough Catholics know enough same-sex attracted people. Like, if you don't, like, and this is going to sound like messed up, you know, but, and I don't know, like, whatever. If you don't know and love a same-sex attracted person as a child of God, then, like, I don't see how you can actually have a heart around this issue. Does that make sense?
So I agree with you, and there are people in my life that would fall into that category, but there are also people in my life that would fall into that category that I have limited my relationship with them because they are so busy trying to get other people to try and wear their jersey.
Yeah.
That it's not healthy or constructive for them to be around my children.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
100%. I mean, that goes for like no matter what, what your interest is or whatever. But yeah, I think there's such a lack of compassion I've seen on churchy people when it comes to stuff like this.
And the lack of compassion echoes through the boycott this movie. And that's what bothers you.
Yes, is absolutely.
So much of the people that are saying boycott this movie, you feel like they lack compassion for those who would define themselves as same-sex attracted, right?
Yeah. And after I watch the movie, I may agree with them. I have no idea. Like, I haven't seen it yet. But I don't want to, like, jump on that bandwagon. You know, it frustrates me. We're doing good. I think about even, I don't know, I like this kind of entertainment didn't exist in Jesus's time. You know, I'm sure like the entertainment that existed, from what I can gather, was more public debate, you know, and storytelling and stuff like that. But I'm curious as to what Jesus, you know, would have done, you know, in this situation, you know.
Not what would Jesus do, what would Jesus view?
Yeah, you know, and I think he would be there. You know, he would be there in the movie. He wouldn't be there at Hitler porn, but he'd be there at this. You know?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he would spend any time on entertainment. I think he'd be more focused on leisure. And if movies can have a part of leisure, maybe. But that's another conversation altogether. I'm not sure if Jesus would know what Netflix is or Disney Plus is because he's too busy knowing who the subscribers are.
Yeah. Anyway. So, but yeah, okay. I'm excited to see the movie and yeah, like I'm excited to see how many like comments I get on this one and maybe okay, you too.
So this episode, it was filled with like, I was frustrated with Matt for most of the episode. I'm sure that I said some things as I was playing devil advocate and kind of navigating this topic. We want kind of all the voices to be at the table when we say this. So feel free to comment below, but also comment below who frustrated you more during this episode. Was it Matt or was it Chris? Okay. because I'm curious. Because I took definitely the more conservative pathway and you took the more progressive pathway, or you could say open-minded and I could be the bigot or whatever you want to call it in regards to labeling people.
Liberal, but conservative. You that's what I was trying to avoid, like whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
All these different things.
Yeah.
And but what the, the Catholic mindset does not adhere to either one.
No.
Exclusively.
No.
And so that's where we as Catholics really have to navigate. How do we journey that journey with our kids? And is Lightyear an opportunity to journey that journey with our kids, or is Lightyear a stumbling block in regards to that? And I think that's specific to you, your kids, their age, and a number of other factors that you get to discern. So let us know what factors are in your discernment in the comments below. Hey guys, we are so glad that you joined us. Continue to join us. If you would like, we are a part of what's called The Village, which is an online community for parents seeking to raise saints in this crazy, crazy world. Matt, how can they join The Village?
At ablaze.us/thevillage. And don't forget to subscribe, awesome. Share with somebody, like, hit that bell, all that jazz, so that we get more people watching this. And yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned for part two, where we actually go see the movie and come back and tell you how wrong we were or how right we were or whatever. So we can't wait for part two, you guys. Subscribe so you can join us all along that journey. Thank you guys so much, and God bless you.
God bless.